are listening to America Tonight, to this show. All those nooks and crannies out there across this great country and beyond our borders. Hey, everybody, I'm Kate Delaney. Part of this hour of America Tonight, we're going to spend with Art Keller. He used to work for the CIA. We're going to pick his brain about what is happening in Iran and Afghanistan, and even beyond that, Pakistan, for example, nuclear proliferation. You might have seen Keller on a ton of shows. He's been all over the National Geographic Channel, CNN, CBS, just to name a few. And I think he has some interesting things to share about stories about the CIA and the secretive unit dedicated to stopping the spread of nuclear weapons. He's one of the few former spies who is no longer undercover and has been actually given permission by the CIA to share his stories. You know, they take that black marker and they hex out everything, and suddenly you have no book and no stories, but they allow Keller to do that. So we will talk to him in our next segment here on the show. Also coming up this hour, we're going to check your mail, because the mailbag overfloweth. A lot of you had thoughts on unions and what did it mean that Walker got to keep his gig as governor, that the recall movement failed in Wisconsin. Will we see more unions start to crumble? And what will the pushback be from the union types? You know, this is hard to break up a monopoly. And some unions have something akin to a monopoly, let's say. I'll tell you what, one place where they wish they had a monopoly on anything at this point that smelled like money is what we've been talking about with the Eurozone, Spain. Oh, if you ever wanted to go to Spain and you have a few extra dollars in your bank, do it now, because who knows what Spain is going to look like a year from now. I'm serious. In Greece, people are lined up in droves at the pharmacies. Who knows what they're getting? Probably something to calm their nerves down. I'm sure half the people in Greece are on some kind of drug to curb the anxiety, because I understand that it's a nightmare in Greece. You know, that used to be the thing. Get on a cruise, go and see Crete, go and see the islands, go and see Athens. Oh, you wouldn't want to go and see Athens now. It's chaos in Greece. And still, there is no end in sight to what's happening there. It looks like, are they opting to go out of the European zone? Are they not opting to do that? Supposedly they are, but that's not official yet at this point. So there's a great collapse happening. And you know that just a couple of days ago, we had this conversation with Saul Albin. We have him on a couple times a month to talk about what's happening in other countries and here in the United States and what you should look at as far as our monetary system and what we see happening coming down the road that, you know, maybe you're not being told. Because I think that we get sold a bill of goods when it comes to Ben Bernanke and when it comes to the Federal Reserve, the printing of money that really isn't worth very much. If you look at the money that you're carrying now, you have a certain, I don't know, perception, feeling about money. We all have certain feelings about making money and having money and all that, and all that comes with that, being able to pay bills, the in and the out of money flowing into the household and out of the household. But if you only knew just how precarious the house of cards is, you'd be scared out of your mind. So perhaps that is a good thing. Facebook IPO'd a couple of weeks ago. I'm just going to throw this in for grins at the top. And boy, Facebook's stock is not worth what people thought it was going to be worth when it opened up. And part of the blame is going to the NASDAQ, apparently. NASDAQ said that they're going to spend $40 million to compensate trading firms for losses caused by all these glitches that delayed the debut of Facebook. And some of the firms would be eligible to get $13.7 million of it in cash. The remainder comes from trading fees, blah, 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 et cetera. But it doesn't cure what ails Facebook. It's the fact that it's opened you know, sat at like 38, and it hit bottom at like 25, and it's a rock and roll kind of stock. That's why we talk about diversifying. And when we think back to the gold standard, oh, wouldn't we love to have the gold standard? I know some people that is just blasphemy to say that, but I don't know that I think there's something that I kind of like about the gold standard. And it was so convenient just to put that power in the Federal Reserve and hand out this monopoly money. Because lately, honestly, that's what it is. The Fed keeps pumping up whatever they can monetarily by the quantitative easing. And they're very concerned. From what I understand, they're very concerned about what's happening with the European Union banks. Partially because we have money in those banks. There is money in those banks. I don't care how much it is. It's part of, it's a big chunk of money that we can't get back if all that dissolves, right? We can't get it back. If I were taking the pulse in this nation right now, I always say it's about the buzz in the backyard. I would have to say that we're starting to see the buzz build up, believe it or not, for these upcoming elections in November, because it's a presidential year, and it seemed to many, at least those that are wearing the Democrat label, that it was going to be another layup, that an easy re-election for Barack Obama, so he'd be the third president in a row to serve 8 years. But now I would say not so fast if you're paying attention to the polls. Some of those polls, he definitely leads, but he doesn't lead by a giant amount. It's shaky. And I know you can look at polls and say, ah, well, polls before had John McCain ahead at one point or had him pretty close. But I think this is different. I think there's a real movement afoot, especially with those important independents who are not necessarily going to fall in line and vote to keep the president in office. And if you think about it, we're in June, so you have July and August, right, to finish out the summer. Once we get through June, we're still in the beginning parts or beginning stages of the summer, but September will be here before you know it. Then we'll be into a couple of those presidential debates, and then it'll be election day. And it will be like a very important day in our history because of some of the uncertainty, I think, for the financial picture. And so many people in the middle class feel as though the middle class is slipping away. And I think that we'll see, I'm always hoping this, but I think that we'll see record numbers of people that will go out and vote. People will register to vote who hadn't done it, who were disillusioned or whatever, just blew it off, didn't think that their vote would matter. I think this time around, it's going to be a much different story. All right, coming up on the flip side here on ATN, our conversation with the former CIA man, Art Keller. You don't want to miss this one.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With Art Heller about CIA days and it's something we talk about all the time, the situation in Iran, what's happening with nuclear proliferation, how concerned should we be? People kind of bury their heads in the sand when it comes to that. You read things here and there, look at warheads, oh, this happened and we're producing and there's this meeting, but nobody's really paying close attention because it's not the 50s anymore where you practice that in school and there was massive concern. It was the Cold War, the good guys against the bad guys. There still is some very, very bad guys out there, but it's a different kind of deal now than it was before, like I said, with some very obvious things that people were concerned about in conversation that centered around the Russians, the Chinese, well, especially the Russians, but the Chinese and the fact of who has the bomb and who's gonna drop the bomb on who first, what will happen. And since Nagasaki and Hiroshima, you know that there's always been that fear that we could see something similar happen with our, I'll call them our foes, and maybe even some of our allies. How about that? Also coming up, and I didn't say this at the top, but so many of you send me emails about the about what's happening with Ben Fuchs, because he'll come on and Ben will say some crazy radical things that are pretty good, that really hit home, that aren't so radical. Simple things like, hey, maybe you should drink some water instead of all the other things that you're drinking. And just little tweaks to what's happening in your life that he's seen work for other people. He was somebody who got a broadcasting degree and then became a pharmacist because he believed so much in the fact that people, you know, were just being fed too many prescription pills and there wasn't enough serious conversation about other ways to come to eat healthy and to become much healthier. So it's always fun when Ben stops by, and we'll chat with him coming up on this hour too. So, man, we have a lot of things happening between the mailbag and some other things. Right now, though, in the wings, we have Art Keller, who, as I said, worked for the CIA, spent years working for the CIA's counterproliferation division. It's a very secretive unit, from what I understand, that sole purpose, they were dedicated to stopping the spread of nukes. Art, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Art, you know this, that a lot of people are thinking of, you think of people that work for the CIA and how it's all so hush-hush. And, you know, once the whole thing happened with Valerie Plame, and then she had a book come out, but she was on 60 Minutes, and they said that they crossed out half the thing that she couldn't talk about. But you've been, I like that you laugh, but you've been given permission to go ahead and talk about it. So the CIA said, it's okay, write your book, it's all right. They said it's cool, right?
Yes. Well, I had one advantage in that my book is theoretically at least fiction. and they have, their policy is, if you claim something is nonfiction, then they have to treat it as such and hold it to a very higher standard. But if you say it's fiction, I can put a lot of truth into it, but they don't really worry about it. Because if someone comes back and asks some questions about it, they can say, well, it was in a novel.
Yeah, there you go. Smart man. You were smart to go that route. All right, so tell us what we might not know about Iran. I think that Ahmadinejad is one of the most dangerous men you could possibly deal with. He has that smart aleck kind of smile. He'll say some nasty things about Israel or the United States, come down to ground zero, be invited to talk in Colombia. But I don't understand why anybody would embrace him. I think that underneath the hood, he's very dangerous. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, he's definitely a little bit unbalanced by our standards. We do have to step back a little bit in the sense of we can't judge him just by the rhetoric that he spouts, because we've got to keep in mind that just like in the U.S., you know, it's really easy to beat up on Iran. Well, for them, it works the same way. So they can never go wrong saying outrageous things about us or Israel. So we do have to take what they say with a grain of salt. But, I mean, he has done a lot of other weird things that have even gotten his own religious people quite angry at him. And in fact, last year, the Supreme Leader arrested 25 of the friends of one of his chief aides to kind of smack him down because he was essentially getting too big for his britches within Iran. So even within Iran, he's not universally beloved. In fact, there's a lot of people who don't like him.
What's the realistic possibility of war with Iran?
You know, I think that boils down to, will Israel get to a point that they've decided that the delay has gone on too long? You know, if there was another incident like just happened recently where the IAEA inspectors, I shouldn't talk in acronyms. It's a habit of government service. The International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors who were in Iran and inspecting some of their sites found that instead of 20% enriched uranium, they had it enriched up to 27%. Well, they had sweared that they would only go to 20, and in fact, 20 was about four times higher than we had been expecting. So if there's another big jump, you know, that's suddenly discovered, then that might trigger Israel's reaction. You know, Israel has attacked the nuclear facilities of two other countries. It took out the Osirak reactor in Iraq in the 80s, and then just 2 years ago, the Syrians were trying to build a secret one, and they bombed that. So Israel definitely does have a habit of taking action, and the way it's been gamed out by all the best strategists is if the shooting starts, we'll probably get in a war. So that's why I mentioned if Israel attacks Iran, because our most recent war games say if Israel attacks Iran, Iran will probably hit back at both of us. And if they start shooting at us, you know, we'll probably return fire. And there you go.
Yeah. The situation in Afghanistan, 88,000 troops still there, pull out the troops, 2014, but still invested, pumping in $5 billion, $6 billion. Does Afghanistan revert back to what it was, or have we made strides, according to some of the intelligence that you saw when you were dealing with Afghanistan?
I don't think it will ever fall quite so low as it was, because, I mean, Donald Rumsfeld almost wasn't kidding when he said in the early days of the assault, it's like, we don't have anything more to blow up because it's already all blown into pieces. I don't know if you remember him saying that in late 2001. But,
yeah.
You know, there's been a tremendous amount of reconstruction. But certainly, you know, in the very best scenario, there's going to be intensified fighting between the Taliban and whoever wants to hold on to the government there, whether it's Karzai or some successor to Karzai. So, you know, it's the Taliban is not going to go away just because we go away.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a war-torn place. But, you know, it's a question of are they going to hold on to some gains? I think probably so. I mean, they've had, you know, a decent season of rebuilding. They've had a lot of money flowing in. It's certainly never going to be up to what, you know, what we think of as Western standards, because it's a culture that's been fighting war in various forms for the last 30 years. So for a lot of the people who live there, they don't know anything but fighting. And that kind of affects the society you can build.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, the name of the book is called Hollow Strength. It's about the CIA and Iran's nuclear program, first novel for ART. You can pick up that at Amazon.com, I'm assuming?
Yes, Amazon.com, of course. And, of course, the book has its own website, hollowstrength.com. And at the book's website, you can get it in all forms. You can get it for Kindle, for Nook, for iPad, or hard copy. But, of course, also Amazon.
Awesome. All right, thanks for popping on the show. We would love to have you back on and kick it around some more about some of the things that you did with the CIA. How's that?
Oh, sure. I do have some interesting stories to tell.
All right, next time we're talking stories with Art. Stay with us.
Okay.
Thanks, Art. Coming up on the flip side, we've got Ben Fuchs. He's talking about something completely different. No secrets. It's all about what he says you need to do to get healthy, like put some minerals in your body. Don't just go for those Flintstone vitamins. We got to get beyond that, folks.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Very long time now, and he's changed my life. You know the whole story about meeting up in New York. I reiterate it every single time because a lot of the things that Ben told me I started to use, and it started to really change a lot of things for me, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because I wasn't taking anything. I wasn't taking even vitamins, anything whatsoever. No minerals. No minerals were in the body of Kate Delaney. And so Beyond Tangy Tangerine comes along, and it's perfect because I drag it along. It's my water. It's got my water, my nutrients in it, and I take it with me everywhere I go, and it's a piece of cake, and I love it now. It's for lack of a better way to describe it, it's like a baby with a passion fire. It's that easy to do. I know that sounds weird. So, besides that, the after effect is the fact that I dropped weight and I'm eating, you know, vegetables like it were cheeseburgers and drinking water. I don't even drink diet soda anymore, any of that kind of stuff. You guys know all about this. I told you I played poker and all my guy friends would get crappy food, and then the crappy food puts on crappy pounds. And so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Ben is in the wings talking about what
crappy
happens.
Food.
Yeah, crappy food.
Yeah, crappy
what
food,
happens?
Crappy pounds. You know,
yeah.
John Wayne, when he died, they carved 8 pounds of poop out of his large intestine that had been sitting there.
Oh, are you kidding?
It's a famous story, but you know what? It's not just John Wayne. You know, if people could see what was in their intestine, if we could all see what was in their intestine. I saw this video camera was put in a guy's intestine, actually, to show what happens after he eats, and it is dark and goopy and muddy, and it's really putrid in there. And that stuff sits. There's this disease called diverticulitis. I don't know if you've
yes,
heard of it.
And I know it.
Right?
Yeah.
There's actually pouches that form in the large intestine. Get this. Pouches in your, I don't know if I could say the word on radio, you know what, your fecal
uh-huh.
material.
Uh-huh.
It sits in the pouches and rots. And it's exactly the same as the stuff that's in the toilet bowl, except it's in your pouches in your intestine. People, this is crazy stuff, and our bodies are really not happy with us, with how we're eating. And the best way I know, Katie, to take care of this is to get yourself on a nutritional supplement program and figure out the code. Did you and I talk about the code? Was that you talking that?
Yes.
You said the code. It's the code. There's a code to how to live your life in general. Cognitively, we were talking about that off air, you and I, emotionally, psychologically, and physically. basically there's a code, and you got to get with the code. The price to be paid is not worth it. It is not worth it. It is not worth it. And you know what? If not for yourself, for your loved ones, the people who have to watch you suffer when, God forbid, you get whatever you get. And that is inevitable. You know why there's one out of three people who has some kind of disease? It's probably more than that. But it's the statistics are one out of three that we know of. It's probably more than that we don't know of, that go undiagnosed. The reason is because we are out of sync with the code, how to take care of the body. We have, in the last 100 to 200 years, we have gone so far away from how we're supposed, from the path we're supposed to be on as an organism, as a biological organism. We're like lions or tigers or bacteria or ants or flies or birds or any other biological organism. There's rules to be followed. You know, it's not complicated. And one of the keys to the whole thing, Katie, is getting yourself on a good nutritional supplement program and controlling what you eat, controlling our foods. That's so, so important. But you can't just say to somebody, you know, stop eating pizza, you know, whatever, stop eating french fries. You can't say that because these drives are built into us. So you've got to figure out how to tap into these hardwired drives. For protein, for sugar, for example, eat more protein. For fatty foods, eat more essential fatty acids and good oils, and coconut oil especially. For salt, use Celtic sea salt. And you know what? That's what you really want. You don't want the pizza. You don't want the french fries. You don't want the potatoes. You want salt. You want protein and sugar. You want fat. And you want it in that kind of combination. And if you give yourself that kind of combination and then get yourself on a nutritional supplement program, it could be so easy. So easy. I think we've been talking. Did we talk about the three simple, easy ways to change your physical well-being? I know we talked about two of them. I don't know if we talked about all three.
No, we didn't talk about all three.
We didn't talk about all three. So I don't know if you want to do that now. But let's do it. You sure? Because we had those other things.
No. I want to do that because everybody needs all three.
All right. Okay. So I forgot what the first. I mean, I know what the first. I know what all three are, but I forgot which two I said. Do you remember what those were? One was water. And do you remember what the other one was? Was it oxygen? I hope it was.
Oxygen, because okay. We talked about breathing.
Okay, good. So then here's the third one, okay? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So you notice, remember, it's leverage, right? We're talking leverage. Right. So little move, big result. Little move, big result. It's leverage. And so breathing gives you tremendous leverage, and it's very easy to do. You do it anywhere. Drinking more water, very easy to do. You do it anywhere, and they're free, both of them. The third one is not only free, you actually make money doing this. How do you like that? It's a third simple, easy way to improve your physical well-being and dramatically, dramatically increase your longevity. It's not only free, it'll make you money. How do you like that? Does that sound pretty cool? That sounds pretty cool right there. Here's how it is. Okay, now people study longevity. They've been studying it now for a good 40, 50, 60 years. Basically, baby boomers are fascinated with longevity. No kidding, right? We want to live forever. So there's all these studies coming out now about longevity, how to increase longevity. Real research, peer-reviewed studies on longevity, and there's probably 100, maybe more studies on this. So there's trends that are starting to appear, and that's how research is. There's patterns that start to appear, and you get these ideas, and all of a sudden you notice these big trends. And one of the major things we're finding in the research about longevity, about keeping yourself longer, about staying fitter. Just today there was an article in the paper about improving hypertension, medical paper anyway, about improving hypertension, doing this one thing that you're going to make money, and you could do it easy as you can do anything else, breathe or take water. Based on something called the CRAN diet. That's the classic term for it, the CRAN diet. Some people call it the CRAN diet, C-R-A-N or C-R-O-N. C-R-A-N or C-R-O-N stands for calorie restriction with adequate nutrition or optimum nutrition, if you go by the CRAN diet. And what it is, it's a calorie restriction diet. In the biblical times, they called it fasting. And what it is you give yourself less food, way less food, dramatically less food, and you go without food periodically. And when you do this, when they do this experimentally, they find animals live a lot longer, and they notice epidemiologically when they study cultures, they notice cultures that practice fasting and people who practice fasting live longer. And the evidence on single markers of health, like hypertension, like liver health, like respiratory health, like immune health, the markers papers are all showing that when you reduce the amount of food you eat, you live longer and your markers improve. So the key, the third key point, which is now affecting the digestive system, remember we're working with that triangle, so that the blood sugar system is improved by water, the adrenal thyroid system is improved by deep breathing, and now we're working on the main point of the triangle, which is the digestive system, which is the core of everything. And when you give your digestive system a break, your body will love you. And if you do it, if you give your body less work to do, the digestive system less work to do, your body will love you. You want that energy not being spent on processing food. You want your energy spent on what's called, in biochemical terms, growth and repair. Growth and repair. That's what a cell's doing when it's not stressed. It's growing and repairing, and that's where anti-aging and longevity and healing come from. And this thing is so cool that not only does it work almost immediately, it works as soon as you start doing it, especially for blood sugar, but you'll actually save money, in effect, making money doing it.
Right, because you're not spending so much money.
You're not spending it on food. Exactly, on crappy food, on going out. Everybody else is eating the chips and the pizza and the wings and whatever. You're like, good. You know, maybe sipping on your BTT. But you have to get on a supplement program, and you have to eat strategically. You have to eat power foods. You know, we've been talking about power foods. And I know we promised a power food here. So, I don't know, did you promise a power
food? Yes, I promised a power food.
You promised a power food? All right. Well, we don't want to, you know, we don't let anybody down if you promise one. So we'll give you a power food. We don't want to disappoint anybody. All right, here's a power food. Little fatty fish, anchovies, herrings, fatty fish that are small that you can chew on as a snack. And you want all that juice in there, too, because that juice is wonderful electrolytes, and the protein and the fats are really good, especially for the brain, especially for people who have any kind of mental issues, depression, learning disabilities, all that stuff. It's great for your eyes, tremendously powerful food, and it's really inexpensive.
Wow, that's a great tip. Because it's easy to pick those up at the store. I mean,
easy to pick them up. They come in a can. You can travel around with them. Perfect. Anchovies, herrings, those little tiny fish that come in a can.
Yeah.
There you go.
We have 1 minute left. What happens, because somebody, Jake, sent me this. He says, yo, Kate, I know that everybody slips. What happens when you slip?
Slips. That's good. You know, it's too big a question, Kate. We can't do it in a minute. But here's the most important thing. There is no failure, only feedback. Take advantage of every slip. You're allowed to slip as much as you want. All it means is, it's like playing baseball, Kate. You and I like baseball, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Sometimes when I'm watching the Rockies, I'm like, darn, the other team scored 2 runs, 3 runs. And then sure enough, the Rockies come back at 4 runs. And the other team scores 2 runs. And then the Rockies come 3 runs. It doesn't matter what the innings are. It matters what happens at the end of the game. So at any moment, you may lose or you may win. But what matters is you won at the end of the game. You know what I'm saying? So you get back up, you win the next inning. And each inning is like an experience or a choice that you have. You screwed up in this one, that means you lost the inning. Who cares? You got an infinite amount of innings, really. Doesn't matter. It matters what happens at the end of the game. So you go to the next inning. That you can just wash your hands and move on. I love athletes. You know, they're not the smartest people in the world, but they're really zen. And I was listening to Brandon Whedon talk about how his mentality. You know who Brandon Whedon is? He was a pitcher, and now he was the number one draft choice of the Browns, right?
Yeah.
So he's a pitcher. So he said, I learned, he's 29, which is unusual for a rookie, right, in the NFL. They asked him about his maturity, and he said, you know what I learned is, you know, you're not always going to win. You're not always going to be perfect. And he has this great quote. He says, wash your hands and move on. Wash your hands and move on. And I love that. I love that about athletes. That is such a beautiful attitude.
Wash
your hands and move on.
If you make
you don't think about it, you move on. Exactly. Exactly.
You
be just. That's how a relief pitcher operates. That's a quarterback operates.
Beautiful.
Good deal.
Perfect way to end this. Ben Fuchs, we'll talk again. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. Thanks, Ben. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene,
America Tonight's latest mail, snail mail from all of you. And I always say this, but really, the amount of mail that we have come in is overwhelming. This is an audience that likes to email and such thoughtful things so many of you write to the show. Anyway, we'll get to that in just a second. First, though, in D.C., besides talking about Governor Walker retaining his seat, not recalled, and that what happens now with unions and state workers' unions, and Walker knew that this was these unions had too much power and were stopping necessary budget cuts, so that apparently resonated with enough voters in Wisconsin. What does it mean ultimately for the future? And this was part of the buzz, I think, on the Hill. The other thing is, in Washington, talk about trying to deal with the budget. They can't come close to taking out the axe and slashing some programs that need to be slashed. I say this all the time from friends I know that have worked for the government and do work for the government. If you audited a lot of the positions, you'd find that there are people that or positions that were unnecessary, they're in duplicate or even triplicate. They could save some money that way, trust me. So, as you can imagine, with tax cuts expiring, the conversation is not only about the debt ceiling and will it be lifted once again, but about the tax cuts. Will they be closed up or do they continue? What happens as we get closer to the end of the year? Here's Mitch McConnell's take, Senator Mitch McConnell's take, along with Speaker of the House John Boehner, on the subject of tax cuts and the American people.
Needs the certainty of the extension of the current tax rates for at least a year.
We believe it's time to extend all of the current tax rates because it really will provide certainty for American job creators. It's really important that we provide some certainty to job creators in our country. And extending all of the current tax rates for at least a year is really important if we're going to help job creators gain a little more confidence and put Americans back to work.
Yeah, job creators, the elusive animal, very hard to find in this country. Why? Because they're afraid to create jobs. What with what's going to happen with health care? We don't know. The Supreme Court decision should come down in a couple of weeks. And you know the rest of it with the corporate tax and whatnot. Interesting, Bill Clinton and what he had to say the other day, saying the same thing, that you have to continue those tax cuts. That certainly surprised a lot of people. All right, let's head to the mail.
The mail is here!
Woo! Ooh, thanks, Homer. I actually had a chance to watch The Simpsons the other day. My 10-year-old nephew was in town, and he's a Simpsonaholic. So it was everything Simpsons for a couple of days. I can relate, Homer. Let's see. Let's take our first one. This comes to us from John, who says, Kate, I love the doc you had on the other day talking about athletes and what really goes on and how sad it is. This in light of what's going on with Jerry Sandusky and the fact that now they're looking at the jury and now moving forward with opening arguments. I think it's pretty much an open and shut case. I can't imagine that Jerry Sandusky will walk. What do you think? Well, I don't have that justice crystal ball, but unless the evidence is botched and the witnesses somehow are discredited, then I agree. I don't see how he walks on the charges. He claims he's innocent and all the crazy nonsense of when he granted the interviews and even the stuff that he said seemed just so crazy, just didn't make any sense. And then, of course, you have Mike McQueary, the other coach who spotted him in the shower and all the other stuff. And once all the evidence comes out, I don't think so. I really don't think so. All right, let's see. Let's go to another one here because we had some varied things. This one comes to us from Jane, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I love America Tonight. I never miss the show. When I can keep my eyes open, I work kind of weird schedules. Sometimes I am on the third shift. That makes it a piece of cake. Other times, not so easy. Wondering your thoughts on Walker and the fact that he weathered the storm. A lot of people wanted to see him recalled. Or at least there was enough names on the petitions. But somehow, he managed to stay as the governor of Wisconsin. I agree with what he did there, even though I'm not a Republican, because I've seen what unions can do. And in this case, he had to make the cuts, so he made the tough call. And he didn't pay for it in the end. Yeah, he didn't pay for it in the end because he retained his governorship. He wasn't recalled. And I said, really, unions are on trial here. We knew that right from the beginning. So it's if people are involved in unions, powerful teacher unions especially, they might not be too happy with what they see happening in Wisconsin, because maybe there will be a day, whatever state they're in, that they're going to have to pay for the pensions and some of the pensions and pay for health care, or part of health care anyway, and they're not going to like it because that's not what's going on now. It's the taxpayers who are footing the bill. So when you hear like Boehner and McConnell before we went to the mails to talk about, you know, the job creators and we have to extend the cuts because you have to have the job creators, you bet we have to have the job creators, because what happens to those people who don't work for the government, who might have a degree or don't have a degree, or who cares about that, but have to find a job, have to make a decent living. When people say, and by the way, when people say decent living, this would be a great discussion to have, I think, in a future show, and we will do this with, but what is a decent living? What kind of living can you expect with a degree and without a degree in the United States? That's a living where you can afford to breathe, have a little bit of spending money. I'm not saying be filthy rich, but feel like you have money in the bank in case something happens, and you can actually take a vacation and raise your children. What is that magic number? What is the magic number that you really need to survive and thrive? Not just survive, but to be able to thrive. Here's another one about the Walker situation. This one is from Billy listening to us in Lexington, Kentucky. Billy says, wow, I love what happened in Wisconsin. Good for Walker for staying seated. I think his star is rising. He might end up being on the ticket with Mitt Romney. I think it'd be a good 1-2 punch. What do you think? I don't think so. The reason I don't think so is, yes, he's getting this buzz, and he should. I mean, he had to deal with this for 16 months, and he stays as the governor of Wisconsin. But I think you need a swing state person. You need a Marco Rubio, or you need a Rob Portman from Ohio on the ticket. Probably there that would give you more push at the voting booth, more sway to win over a state that's in play. But maybe not. I mean, I don't think it would hurt him. I think that Walker's star is rising, and it certainly wouldn't hurt Mitt Romney if Walker was on the ticket. But I think he might go in a different direction. All right, here's this one from Jerry. Jerry sends us this and says, hello, America Tonight and the rest of the crew. I don't know if you saw this or not, but I know you like space stuff. Did you hear about the space shuttle Enterprise doing its final landing? Does that make any sense? I happened to catch a little bit of a headline. And, Kate, I know that you've talked about being on the Intrepid, wondering if you'll go and see this. Oh, I would love to go and see it. If I lived in New York, I'd go there right away as soon as it opened up, because I think you owe it to yourself to go and check out the Intrepid if you go to New York City. It's incredible what they have already on that aircraft carrier. But now you add the space shuttle. Oh, that's a whole nother twist. Just another element to going to see the various aircraft, and the fact that you can go and see a shuttle there. Woo! And I guess that they got it up. They had a hoist by crane, of course, and it's on display there. And, you know, this was, Enterprise was actually a shuttle that never flew in space. It was just used for training. How about that? I think some people think that it was used in space, but it was never used in space.